Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Guthrie, 909. In service and on the air. This is Sergeant Bruce Guthrie of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, a tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here's our chief, James D. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
Unit 99 is a regulation radio patrol unit of the Sacramento Police Department, cruising the streets with a tape recorder. Sergeant Guthrie is on duty and works for your protection, as every police officer does. He can and does make arrests. His orders are to respond to the radio call. You go with him, and what you hear is real. Police, criminals, victims, and witnesses are all real. And whether an arrest is made or the subject released, what happens is real. Make no mistake about that. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Bruce Guthrie on duty.
Looks like the officers in the squad car are having some trouble. They've just had to pull a boy out of the car. We're going to see what's happening here. Paul, tell her what's the trouble.
Well, now we drove up here to the stop sign and saw these two cars driving fast down the street here, and this fellow here pulled across through the... As soon as he stopped here, this boy jumped out and jumped into his car and started beating him. And this boy pulled on across the intersection and stopped.
This boy that you have in the car started beating him.
So we haven't gotten the details.
Down to the details. Let's go talk to the man that was driving the car and find out what his story is.
Hello, Walter. I didn't want to start any trouble, so I turned off. And they followed me.
You cut them off?
No, I didn't cut them off.
Say you pulled up to a stop sign?
I pulled up to a red light.
Then what happened?
And the light turned the color, as we call it, to it. And there was a car in front of me.
Yes?
And they were behind me. They'd give me the razz at one stop sign, see?
Mm-hmm. Then what?
And, excuse me, I'm shaking. I mean, I'm no kidding. I mean, you have somebody jump over your seat like that. And so they were playing me along.
Mm-hmm. What'd they say? Did they say anything?
They razzed me. I mean, I'm by myself. I have my top down. I'm driving a convertible. And you know what a convertible is? I mean, you're a policeman. So anyway, this car's in front of me. And so they razzed me at the stop sign. So anyway, I pulled ahead of them, and I wasn't dragging them or nothing. I mean, I just pulled ahead of them. So I had this car. I don't know how it happened, but anyway, I got in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
where was this at?
This is right up here. I turned at 24th and Broadway. This is between 30th. This is between 28th and 24th. So when we come at 24th and Broadway, I turned because I figured, well, there were two guys in the car and they were going to start trouble.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it. So I turned. Well, they were out on the outside lane. And I was in the inside lane, and I turned and they cut over and they turned and followed me. So I turned back on X Street, or what it is now, X Street, I guess, on one of the railroad tracks. I turned back and I went back to about 26th, and they still followed me, and they started saying, what the usual sayings are. They followed me. So I turned down 26th, I think it was 26th, got back on Broadway, turned again, and I admit I went through that stop sign a little bit fast because I didn't want any trouble. There was no cars coming, I didn't want any trouble with those guys. There was two of them, and there was only one of me. And I kept on coming down, and next thing I knew, I stopped down here at this stoplight. I mean, I wasn't going to go through it. It's a main thoroughfare through here.
Yeah.
And next thing I knew, it was the guy on top of me, and the next thing I knew, you guys pulled him off. That's all I know, and I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't.
Do you know this fella?
I have never seen him before in my life. I'll tell you the honest truth, I haven't even seen him yet. But as far as I know, I don't know him.
Would there be any other reason for his...
Oh, I don't know of any other reason why. I don't want to say anything against him. I don't think I did anything to provoke him, but nevertheless, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll know it.
What did he actually do to you?
In my car?
Yes, you say that he came over the back seat at you?
I came to the stop sign right there.
Yes.
And the light turned green. Before I got across the street, the guy was in my back seat and over my front seat, and he was swinging at me.
It looks like he has hit you in the mouth. You're bleeding.
He hit me in the mouth, and he has hit me in the eye, and he hit me on the cheekbone. Now, I don't want to say anything against the guy. I don't want to cause any trouble for anybody. But nevertheless, the thing is that I will wake up in the morning
you're going to have a knot on your head.
Yeah, you'll see it. And I'm not very happy about it. Nevertheless, why...
Are you going to advise this man on his rights here, Walter?
Yes, Sergeant.
Tell me what I should do. I don't think I've done anything wrong, but nevertheless, you're in a better position to know than I am.
Well, do you want him arrested for battery?
No.
You don't want him arrested for battery?
No, because I'll tell you why. I don't know what the fellow has been drinking. I don't know. That's your business, not mine. I read so much about in the papers about this kind of things. And these vile kids, I've been out of high school now for about 10 years, but I've read so much in the paper about these kind of things going on and what you guys have been going up against that I don't know what to tell you. I understand. It's something that although I think the kids should get a good scare, why...
The only way we're able to stop things like this is with the cooperation of the rest of the citizens.
So you're putting the police department in a bad position. The man has committed a battery on you. Now it's up to you to have the man arrested. If you want it to be stopped...
How much is it going to cost me?
It's not going to cost you anything. The only thing you're going to have to do is appear in court and testify against him if he pleads not guilty. However, the officers both saw the action. They saw the man beating on you, and they pulled him off of you.
I know.
As a citizen, should have the man arrested so that it would protect other people. It'll show these kids... But they can't get away with this kind
of
stuff.
Well, tell me this. Will it show these kids, or will it make them worse? That's the thing I'm interested in.
I think it would help in this particular situation. It might give
Here's the thing. Has the kid been drinking?
That wouldn't make it
It would. Well, no, it wouldn't make it right. It wouldn't make it right, but has the kid been drinking? If he has, it would make a difference. If he was sober, I would swear it in a minute. But if he's been drinking... I mean, that's a different situation.
Well, we'll go over and talk to this other boy. You wait here a minute until we find out what his side of the deal is, okay?
All right. Very good.
We'll come in and question this fellow. Let's find out why he did what he did tonight.
Well, he made a statement that this fellow struck him with a wrench. Is that true?
He struck me with something. It looked like a wrench. I don't know what it was. He challenged me to an argument and then a fight after a race. Going to race.
Well, let's, just for the record now, to get this thing straight, this man was driving down the street. Is that right?
That's right. Everybody.
You got into his car, didn't you?
Yeah, after he challenged me to an argument and a fight.
Don't you think it's a little unusual for a man to run and jump into another man's car while it's moving and attack him?
He wanted me to have an argument with him. He wanted to have a fight.
Well, let's start back at the beginning. How did this thing start?
He wanted a race. I said, we don't want a race.
Yeah.
So then he got smart. He says, well, I'll fight you. If you want to, I said, don't get smart with me.
Did he stop and get out and challenge you to a fight?
He just stopped. And he started going around some corners.
Well, in other words, you had to chase this man, didn't you?
No.
Well, if he went around some corners, you had to go around the corners also.
We just seen him go around the corners, and he pulled on back onto Broadway and wanted to race again.
Well, how did you happen to be on Broadway when he pulled back on?
Caught us on Broadway.
Didn't you go around the same blocks that he went around?
No.
We saw him pull out onto Broadway, and this car was following that car when they pulled out onto Broadway down here about 27th or 27th, I think it was. They kept chasing him until they stopped at the stop sign, and this fellow jumped out of the car and into that car.
How about that?
Well, we didn't want to have no argument or nothing with the guy. I mean, he wanted to have the argument with us.
Well, you guys chased him around several blocks, following him. How do you account for that? You say he wanted to have the fight, but you guys did the chasing.
We didn't chase him at all.
You were right following him, going around these corners.
We seen him turn off. He turned off real fast. He was spinning the tires and squealing. He almost tipped over going around one corner.
And where were you at that time?
Back there, about 26, I guess.
Well, wasn't he on the inside lane and you on the outside lane when he went around that corner? And you also went around that corner.
He was on the outside. He went around the corner. And then he came back onto Broadway and he caught up to us.
Yes, but you followed him around those corners.
No.
Clear over onto X Street. The officer saw you come back onto Broadway. Who are you trying to kid?
I'm not trying to kid no one.
Well, you're certainly trying awfully hard. What's the reason behind it? You don't follow a car around and jump into the man's car and start beating on him.
The reason that I hit him because he hit me, he hit me with something first.
Just how could he hit you when you jumped into his car as he was driving down the street?
He threw something at me.
What
did
he?
It hit me, it bounced off. I don't know what it was. It looked like a wrench. I don't know.
What would you do if someone jumped into your car?
What would I do? I don't know what I'd do. I'd try to protect myself. That's all I could do.
Don't you think that's what he was doing then?
I didn't jump into his car when he threw it at me. I was just riding along as a citizen when he hit me.
You were riding along as a citizen following him around several blocks.
I wasn't following him.
You did hit the man.
After he hit me, I was trying to protect myself, too.
You tried to protect yourself by jumping out of your car, jumping into his, and beating on him.
After he challenged me to a battle and threatened me, yes.
Well, what's your conclusion, Walter? What are you going to do?
Well, we're
going
to have a citizen sign a complaint. We'll put him under arrest, sir.
What's the charge?
Battery.
The reluctance of this victim to press a charge is somewhat difficult to understand. The only assumption, therefore, is that neither party was telling the complete truth. Subsequently, however, he signed a battery complaint, and the aggressor in the case was fined and placed on probation.
Unit 5. 910 in the alley. 10th and 11th. S. Sam and T. Tom. Two juveniles. Prowling cars. Code 2. Came in on the 7th.
Unit 5 just got a 910 call. Two Mexicans in an alley prowling cars. Let's go over and see what it is.
Check 265273. Unit 5. Those 910s, three Mexican juveniles, are running into the alley. T. Tom and U. Union, 10th and 11th.
It's going to work for one of the detectives if they ran into the alley, 10th and 11th on T, three Mexican juveniles. There are several cars in the area, supposedly ran into a backyard here. There's a vacant lot here. Let's check and see what we can see. See anything back in there?
going around the block.
Looks like they got somebody.
They run from here, right here, and they run over into the house over there. I mean, into the yard over there. And I went through the alley, and they never did come out.
Where'd you first jump them up?
Right here at the alley here. They were coming out of the alley where they were reported prowling the cars, and they come out of the alley, and just as soon as they spotted us, they started running.
Where'd you pick this kid up?
This one was picked up right across the street over there, hiding behind a tree, and the other two, I believe, went into a yard over in there. Got another car over there checking now. We'll keep checking the area.
Stanley, what's going?
What's doing? This kid and this girl here, you happen to recognize him. It's his brother. They were all in the alley there. I think maybe they're trying to pick up a car.
You sure that these aren't the two that were...
No, we've seen two break them run from here. I think there's one more left we have to get.
Well, the other cars are checking around the area over there. Are you going to question this kid at all?
Yeah, we'll question him. They all live over on the other side of town. They have no business around here anyway.
You want to talk to him now?
Yeah. You want to come out here, young lady? What were you doing in the alley there?
We went to the park, and then we went down to Harvest, and we had a hamburger, and he was going to walk me home, and I lived apart, so I was going to go live with my sister. She lives right around the corner.
And what were you doing in the alley?
Well, see, we come from Harvest, and we cut to here, and we was going to cut right to there instead of going all the way around the block.
How old are you?
16.
16. Weren't you going to pick up a car there and go for a ride?
No.
Just went down the alley there now, just came out of there. Just went back in, right through there.
Eli? Will you check that down the alley? Somebody stuck their head out between the garages there.
How many kids were with you tonight?
Just my guy and Blackie. We was down at the park.
Well, what did they run for?
We didn't run.
Well, the other two ran.
I don't know what other two you're talking about.
Well, this boy here we have in the car, wasn't he with another fellow?
No, he was with us.
He was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And what was he hiding behind the tree for when we drove up?
I don't know.
And what did he run two blocks away when we caught him? Can you tell us?
I don't know.
Well, where was he going?
Well, they were going to take me home, and then they were going to go home.
How are they going to take you home?
I live right around the... I was going to go home, but it's too far to walk because I might get picked up. Mm-hmm. And so, because after curfew, and so I was going to go stay at my sister's house.
I see. Well, I think we'll have to take you down. Let the juvenile officers talk to you.
Okay.
You want to come out here?
Well, you step back in the car, please.
What were you doing down in the alley?
In the alley? I was walking her home.
And where does she live?
And she lives way over there, but her sister lives over there.
Oh, I see. Where were you tonight?
In the park.
In the park?
Yeah.
How many were with you?
Just us three.
Just the three of you?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You mean we didn't see two other fellas run away?
Well, I don't know.
But you don't know about that?
He was with me.
And what was your brother doing out here and you two in the alley?
Well, I don't know. I think he got scared and cut out because it was after curfew.
Uh-huh. What was he scared of? There was nobody in the alley.
Well, I don't know how come he's scared. He's scared of you guys.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
17.
17. You ever been in trouble before?
Yeah.
What for?
Burglary.
How about car theft?
Nope.
Never stole a car before? Just burglary?
Yeah.
I think we'll let the juvenile officers talk to you also.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You want to sit up here in the car? Well, we're sure that there's another boy that got away from us.
Yeah, there must have been one more in this outfit, but this looks like the three of them that were originally in the alley, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you going to do with them now, Stanley?
Oh, we're going to take them down and hold them. They're violation of curfew anyway. We didn't actually see them prowling the cars, but they're up to no good.
What do you got, Vegas?
These are two officers in car 5. Mooney and the other officer caught this one. They're hiding in the, I believe it was in the backyard, wasn't it, Joe?
Where'd you find him?
Found him crouched behind some bushes in the backyard between on T Street over there.
How old are you, son?
15.
15. Step away from the car there. What were you doing down the alley down in here?
Messing around.
You ever been in trouble before?
Yes, I have.
For what?
Burglary.
Burglary and what else?
Stolen bikes.
Stolen bicycles. What were you looking for tonight?
I don't know.
What were you trying those car doors for?
Big fine.
What were you trying the car doors for in the alley here?
I don't know, just messing around, I guess.
Looking for anything in particular in the cars?
No.
Looking for a car to take home?
No.
What were you looking for?
I don't know, just looking.
You know these other fellas?
Yes, I do.
How about the girl?
Yes, I do.
How long have you known the girl?
Oh, not very long.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with him tonight?
Oh, about close to 8 o'clock.
Close to 8 sure. o'clock. Been in the park all the time?
No, we went by CV Circle. There was some friends over there we were talking to, and then went to the park. Then we started coming down to his house, and we came through the alley.
Who was trying door handles? You or the other fellas?
No, I was just standing around.
Just standing around?
Yes.
Where'd you get this stuff that the officers took out of your pocket?
Oh, well, the book, the comb and the cigarettes and one of the can openers aren't mine. They belong to the other fellow.
What are you doing carrying them?
He handed them to me. He said, take care of them.
Why?
I don't know.
Isn't that a little unusual for somebody to give you something like that?
Yes.
You sure you didn't take those out of the car?
No, I didn't. His friend's phone numbers are in there.
Did you get in any of the cars at all that you tried?
No, I didn't.
Did any of the other fella get into them?
I don't know, because I was up ahead sometimes and sometimes I was behind.
Well, I guess we'll take him on down, Bruce, and check him out in juvenile hall there. Probably take him out there tonight.
What's the specific charge?
Oh, well, delinquent juveniles for right now, after curfew hour.
Here is a recurring and difficult problem for the police. Teenage youngsters, apparently without parental supervision, roaming the streets and prowling alleys. These youngsters denied any intention of wrongdoing, but it could be surmised that they were not exactly averse to a little car clouting and probably did enter a car or two. Technically, however, they were guilty only of curfew violation. They were held in juvenile hall for the night and released to their parents.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Bruce Guthrie in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Unit 99 was directed by Tony Kester and came to you from Sacramento.
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, 908 coming in. End of tour.
Check 99, KMA 907.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.